This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go ahead and jump in to the NFL schedule. We'll cover everything else in the front page at 6:20, but we do have to talk about the schedule. I know, Mike, you have some thoughts.
I cannot believe, and I feel bad for the players, feel bad for everybody associated with the organization, that they are not going to give the Atlanta Falcons a bye week after the Berlin trip. It seems ridiculous. Scheduling conflicts all over this thing. I'm talking about Sunday night games on the West Coast backed up by primetime games the next week. Travel situations, you don't have, and we used to love this, you don't have any opportunity for like a 2 or 3 week stretch where you get to settle in at home for the home games. The Falcons schedule to me, Allie, is, I'm not going to go out there and say, well, it's one of the hardest in the NFL, but the NFL did no favors. And I know we're not shocked. They did no favors to this organization with this schedule when you mix in travel and opponents.
So it's not unprecedented, okay? We in 2023 when we played in London against the Jaguars, the week before it, which was week three, we went to Detroit and played in Detroit, then went to Jacksonville. Well, excuse me, London to play Jacksonville,
right?
And then we came home, and the very next week we played Houston at home. Now we did not get a bye that year until week 11. Which was the actual Sunday date would have been November 19th.
Yeah.
So it's not unprecedented.
Yeah.
However, this schedule puts them with a week 5 bye, and then they don't play that game until essentially the second week of November, the second Sunday of November. And then it comes off a trip. You go to New England, and then you'll presumably come home and then go to Berlin. And then you have to play out the rest of your schedule, and you get the mini bye in the really the towards the end of December.
It's the end of the line. It does you no favors.
No, it doesn't at all. And you get what's the number, Mike? You and I talked about this, and I know you did your hit 11 alive last night, but you don't have back to back home games.
Till the end of the season.
Till the end of the season, the last two games.
Yeah.
And now you can say, well, yeah, technically they play week 4, Allie, at home, and then they have a bye week, and they come back, and then week 6 they have a game at home. That's back-to-back. No, it's not. The bye separates it. Not the same at all.
Yeah. I just think for me, and you talk about the mini bye being at the end, and this just goes into it. I think there's probably a couple positive spins we can put on the schedule. But for me, when we talk about this, we made so much last year of getting to the bye week, and it was Thanksgiving last year, and the Falcons were able to do what you call self-scouting, right? Where you're like, man, we are what we are. You know, sometimes you get caught up in the week-to-week game planning. Like, let's go back and look at ourselves during the bye week. Let's figure out what's going right and what's going wrong. And a lot was made of it. And I think at that point, you correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, I think Jimmy Lake's fate was almost sealed at the bye week last year. Like, Raheem Morris takes a step forward, and, like, you can tell that things change defensively.
It's very rare that the defensive-minded head coach steps in into a team and says, I'm going to take over the defense a little bit more, and then that defensive coordinator is with the team the next
year. Okay, so all that being said, I'm looking at a week five bye week, and I'm going, you don't even know what you are by the time you get to week five. There is no self-scouting opportunity. Like, you are still evolving as a football team in week five. So now you're going to play four games, right? And then you're going to get to week five, and you're going to go, well, let's work on the details, you know? And there's no opportunity. And you could have even done that, to your point, if you have the mini-bye after a Thursday night game, say, I don't know, week eight, week nine, week 10, somewhere in the middle of the schedule, you could have had that opportunity as well. And it's just going to be a matter of they've got to get out ahead of the eight ball here and make sure they're doing that throughout the season. I don't know if that's analysts going to work or whatever it may be, Allie, but they've got to get out ahead of it and make sure they're planning down the road for all these speed bumps.
Well, and for our guys, I mean, I'm always so curious as far as like mentally preparing, physically preparing, what can they even do? Because it's a tough schedule.
Yeah.
So what do they do to get prepared? Can they prepare for this kind of travel?
Well, I think first and foremost, and to Bo's point, I said this last night at 11 Alive with Maria Martin, you have to be extremely happy at this point if you're the Falcons players that you have a player-friendly head coach. And I know that there's a lot of Falcons fans that kind of roll their eyes about Raheem being friendly and kind of being buddy-buddy, but you're going to need that this year, right? With the grind that is, and we mentioned it, there's no like back-to-back home games. You do have that blip where you have the bye week, and between two home games, that's nice. But when you start getting to the grind of it, and I'm assuming this rule is still the same. I don't know. You'll have to tell me, Bo. After the CBA came out in 2011, you could only wear full pads 14 times. That'd be in the first 14 weeks of the season. By the time you got to week 15, no more full pads.
And you can only go to the ground so many times.
Right,
actually, that rule might have gotten stricter with the last CBA.
And that's what I was going to say. If that rule is still in place, I doubt they even get to 14. Like, I doubt they even get to 14 in the year because of the grind that will be taken on their body with travel from the West Coast and a Sunday night game in San Francisco and going up to New England the week before you go to Berlin and then playing another game the week after. It's just everything about it to me feels like a grind week in and week out. And so hopefully they will all become ready for that and adjusted by the time it comes.
The mini, I will say this, if this team is where we hope they are, the mini bye actually works out well. Because you will get, it's December 15th, which I told you guys yesterday on the show that they were, I think I was the first one to say it, that they were going to get that Thursday night game in December. And so you play that, and if you come out of that game, you're where you want to be. Now you can kind of look at, hey, what can we do moving forward to give some guys some more rest, all those things for a playoff run. But the thing that I look at last year is last year you played Tampa on Thursday night, week five. So your mini bye last year was week five. And then your actual bye didn't come until week 12. Now this year, your bye is week five, and your mini bye will be week 16.
Yeah, no thanks.
So players will tell you they like a later bye. The best is really, I think is like after week eight.
Two-thirds into the season was always my goal. Two-thirds into the season. If we can get a bye two-thirds into the season, you can chop that first third in and kind of, you know, take some, and then you get to, yeah, that's what you want.
But what I will tell you is let's look at a little bit of some of the good things. Let's say, I don't know if it's the defense or the offense, but one side of the ball is struggling after the first four weeks. You do get a week to assess because you're going against a couple of decent offenses. You know, you're going against in those first few weeks, you're going against Tampa, Minnesota, and Washington. Carolina is in there in week three, but Tampa, Minnesota, and Washington are three offenses that were pretty freaking good last year.
Well, and not to take the focus off the players for a moment, but I am curious, Bo, when the schedule was released, what was the temperature in the Morgan household? How is Amy feeling right now?
Well, she'd already predicted there'd be no holiday games.
She was right.
So she was good there. Honestly, I don't know if she's paid much attention. I was like trying to talk to her about it, and she was like, yeah,
Okay. She's just in tunnel mode on the baby right now.
Yeah.
Just tunnel
mode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she, I mean.
She won't pay attention until you're walking out of the house saying, I got to be gone for 3 days.
Yeah.
What?
wait, what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Her temperature is my temperature, right? So if she hears me whining and complaining about something, she's gonna be like, well, that sucks. Oh, and then she's going to start thinking about it. So I try to, like, not make a big deal. I have yet to really tell her that I'm leaving on a Saturday and coming back Monday afternoon, basically, because, you know, I'll jump in here after we arrive from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me you haven't complained about this once?
I complained about going to Berlin. Not like, oh, I'm so mad I gotta go to Berlin. I'm like, well, it'll be a long trip and I'll be gone, you know, like 3 days and, you know. But no, I haven't complained yet. Mike is gonna get the point. I start complaining like middle of the week. And I start telling her, hey, don't forget. It's like Monday, like 2 in the afternoon. Don't forget, I leave Saturday. Or New England.
Yeah, Allie, and I think you've probably realized this throughout the last 3 weeks. Bo's initial disposition on most things is, I'm not trying to bag on Bo, but his initial disposition on most of it is like, well, that's going to suck. You know what I mean? And then you kind of have to talk Bo and say, well, you know, the good side of this is you get to do that.
Right.
You know, the good side is that we have 5 primetime games, which I know as a guy traveling, you look at it and go, that sucks. But as a fan, you're like, man, that's nice. You get to watch football. Like, you get to watch ball with Dave Archer a number of different times throughout the season.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, let's pull up to a pub in Berlin, Germany, and watch this or watch that. So there is a bright side to it. And there always is, but I'm with you. The traveling for Bo, especially with Pork Chop at home, yeah, you're going to get to about Wednesday, and you're going to go, man, this sucks.
Yeah, it does, but and Lego last year hit me a little bit with Amy being pregnant. I was like, man, I feel bad leaving for 2 nights or whatever. But it sucks because you know that you're not yourself until Wednesday when you play a Sunday night game at 8:20. And if it goes poorly,
hit the hot tub, man.
And if it goes
hot cold contrast.
Well, the other thing is, if it goes poorly, you have to hear everyone say, "Oh, you're embarrassed on national TV."
Speaking of which, I want to hear from you guys all day on the at 929 morning shift. We'll do it when we get to wake up call. What's the game that stands out to you? What's the one headliner now that you know when it is that you can't miss, that you're buying tickets to this morning? So make sure you hit us up with that at 929 morning shift. We'll do that in the wake up call as well. We're going to hit the front page when we come back. We also going to talk about those Atlanta Braves and the botched W that was last night. A lot of people kind of bagging on some of the decisions for Brian Snicker last night. I'm going to tell you why I'm actually on Team Snicker today, all right? And make sure you stick with that on the other side of the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.